With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Milas and Oneida counties are seeing success with the Cycling Without Age program introduced a couple of years ago. The local ADRC offices say they've been a great way to improve mental health and get people outdoors. WXPR's Katie Thorson gives us an update on the program.
Cycling Without Age started in Denmark in 2012 as a way to get older adults with limited mobility on bikes again. It's since spread to more than 50 countries, with chapters now in Vilas and Oneida counties. Sue Richmond is the director of the Vilas County Aging and Disability Resource Center, which runs the program. They've been getting out to events and assisted living facilities in the county to offer people free rides on the trishaws, big red bikes with covered seating between the two front wheels.
It's been a wonderful program. To see the smiles on passengers' faces is incredible. And I had a story from one of them that she gave a quote that said this was better than a roller coaster ride, and she just loved it.
Lori Ring is the RSVP coordinator for Oneida County. She says Oneida County is a little behind Vilas in getting the program up and running, but they've been able to train some pilots and have been taking the trishaws to assisted living facilities and hope to start getting them out more. Ring says the Cycling Without Age program helps with fighting social isolation.
A lot of people just want to stay kind of alone at that age, for the elderly especially. So it's neat to get them out and smiling and talking. Yeah.
Richmond agrees, saying some of the assisted living facilities have noticed normally non-talkative residents opening up once they get on the bikes.
The reminiscing that they do with the pilots is incredible. And we'll come back and they'll say, oh, he never talks. Well, it brings back some good memories.
Ring says getting the trishaws out in Oneida County has been a bit more challenging due to the lack of trails compared to Vilas County, but says even rides across the parking lots are making people happy.
They don't need a lot. They don't need a big, long bike ride. They just are enjoying it very much.
The ADRCs are trying to raise funds to purchase third trishaws for each county, which cost about $17,000 apiece. Vilas County held a fundraiser in Eagle River earlier this week. Oneida County will be holding one at Pioneer Park on August 15th. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Both Ring and Richmond encourage people that want trishaws at an event they're holding to reach out to their offices. A bill being put forward seeks to make the Apostle Islands in Wisconsin a national park. The Apostle Islands are a group of 22 islands in Lake Superior off the Bayfield Peninsula in northern Wisconsin. They're currently designated a national lakeshore. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany has introduced the Apostle Islands National Park and Preserve Act. Trying to make the islands a national park has been in the works since the 1930s. They became a national lakeshore in 1970. There are a number of different arguments for why they should be considered a national park. One is the natural variety they have to offer year-round, with beaches, forests, and even ice caves to explore in the winter. Tiffany said a portion of the bill would enhance interpretive displays about the islands and their rich history.
This information will also honor the Ojibwe tribes, the original inhabitants of the Apostle Islands, who have called the area home for centuries. The Apostle Islands are integral to the culture of the Ojibwe, and elevating this unit to National Park Service will help elevate their history as well.
The bill would keep intact the heritage of hunting on the islands by designating Sand Island as the Sand Island National Preserve. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. The Oneida County Fair is back at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander. The four-day fair features rides, vendors, contests, 4-H projects, and live music. Kerry Bladorn is director of the Oneida County Fair.
I always say it's a place where families and children especially make those memories that can last a lifetime. You know, you think back to like going to your first fair as a child. You know, it's all those little things that we try to add up into those big memories that last forever.
As the fair gets underway, they're still looking for volunteers. Sponsors, donors, and volunteers allow the fair to offer everything but the food and rides for free. Bladorn is hoping to get a few more people to sign up for Saturday.
We're looking for a few more gate greeters, and we're looking for a few more tractor trolley drivers. We got this cute little tractor, a little blue I call it, and it tows a trolley between our parking lot a couple blocks away and into the fairgrounds.
You need to be over 21 and have a valid driver's license to drive the tractor trolley. You can sign up to volunteer on the Oneida County Fair's website. That's also where you'll find a schedule of events. The fair starts tonight and runs through Sunday afternoon. Some question if the push for renewable energy causes power bills to go up. A nonpartisan analysis says the facts are clear about what causes electric bills to climb, and renewables aren't among them. Mike Moen reports.
This month, a report from the independent think tank Energy Innovation says one-third of U.S. households had to forego basic necessities to pay energy bills last year. As the nation scales up the transition to sources like wind and solar power, those opposed to clean energy rebates and other climate policies say the movement is harming consumers with higher costs to keep the lights on. But report author Brendan Pierpont says the facts show otherwise.
Nationally, we found big drivers of rising rates are in extreme weather, fossil fuel costs like volatile natural gas prices, and utility investment in aging, expensive coal plants.
The report says states with significant clean energy growth have not generally experienced rate hikes above inflation. I'm Mike Moen.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is still accepting artwork entries for the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contests. The winning designs will appear on the 2025 collection of stamps. Each year, local artists from around Wisconsin compete to have their artwork commemorated on the stamps. Sales of these three stamps bring in hundreds of thousands of dollars annually for species management throughout the state. Stamp design entries must be received or postmarked by August 1st. Judging will take place on August 24th at the Waterfowl Hunters Expo in Oshkosh. More information can be found on the DNR's Wildlife Stamp Funding and Stamp Design Contest webpage. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.